Hello and welcome to another episode of An Inspired Life, where we find freedom and meaning by embracing our divine essence. And we have Jessica Reed here on the show with us today. She is a global clairvoyant channel and a purpose fulfillment coach. And you're so young, which really inspires me as well, Jess. And you're going to be talking to us today about purpose and how to find your purpose and then live your purpose. And you are, and I get this a lot too. People are like, okay, cool, you're so young. The reason I'm mentioning it is because I feel it's really cool that you already know your purpose at such a young age. And I know that there are people who go nearly their whole lives or their whole lives not having found it. So obviously you've done something right. So can you share with us how you found your purpose, my love?
Thank you so much. And yeah, I find like I have that all the time, especially with people underestimating my age, I guess. Like a lot of people look at me and go, oh, you must be about 16 or something. Or, you know, I had this lady the other day saying to me, you know, oh, when did you get your license? And I was like, about 8 years ago, I'm 24. And she goes, oh, I thought you were 16 or something. So,
you know, I still go places and they ask me if I'm a student. And I'm like, oh, no, I'm actually like, I've got my own business. I've got my own, like, I've got a house. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I'm actually a fully fledged adult helping other adults, but that's okay. You can ask if I'm a student. I'll take the discount.
Same. They're like, so you're still in school? And I'm like, no, 8 years ago. So like, I've got a business. I travel the world. Stop.
Do you know, I think it's such a sign of our time though, because
totally
there's just so much more information so we can learn at a rate that actually fills us up rather than following someone else. And I feel that we're all being born more ready and more connected to our purpose than we used to be born. So anyway, tell us about your story, my love.
Awesome. So basically ever since I was a toddler, or you know, ever since I could speak or communicate, my parents tell me how I used to, and I do have memories of it, but not completely. They'd tell me how I would have, you know, a lot of imaginary friends, which, you know, I would talk to, communicate with, but then I think my parents started figuring that they weren't imaginary friends and that they were kind of like energies that my mum would also pick up on, and then I'd start talking to them or just certain different experiences where they realized like I was either clairvoyant or medium or had certain gifts that, you know, other children weren't experiencing at the time. I mean, I'm sure there were, but not in their kind of group of friends or, you know, family members. And so right from the beginning, I've had these kind of gifts to see past the physical world or to communicate to the, I guess, like other realms or different dimensions and things like that. And my dad, like, I think I drove him a bit crazy when I was little because I was always asking him, like, you know, what's out in the universe and like where are the other dimensions, or what's outside of the universe, like where does it end and then where does it go and stuff. And he was always like, oh, I don't know how to answer you, like. But he's like, there's no answer. And I was like, yes, there is. So I was always like one of those, I think it's been in me since I was a kid, like there's always been this kind of calling or gift or awareness of what I'm here to do. And then I kind of blocked it all out throughout schooling and high school because it wasn't normal. You know, it's like, well, what do I talk to about this? Or can I just be a normal kid and just do what everyone else is doing and have fun? And then,
so when you were at high school, and you're sitting there talking to your friends, did you just see other spirits and ignore it, or did you block it out to the extent that you couldn't see them at that point in time?
I think it was like when I went to school, it's almost like I put out a boundary, like I'm being normal kid now. You know. And then it was more like at home, and especially kind of like at nighttime and things like that, when it's like there's not a lot of distractions, it kind of, you have like more quiet space, and that's when it would all kind of happen more so. And then I moved to Australia for 4 years because I'm from New Zealand, and I set up like the whole materialistic lifestyle of what you should set up as your kind of like your society set up and everything that's supposed to make you happy. You know, I had a good job, a relationship, a house, dog, nice cars, you know, living quite beyond our means. You know, it was quite a nice lifestyle. And everything that the world told me I needed to do and that would make me happy. And I was like, kind of got it all together and then was like, oh, this is like somehow not fulfilling me, or this is not like something on my soul level was like, you didn't just come here to do this, like what's the point in this type of thing? And then once I came to that realization, I had like really chronic anxiety. Like, it was pretty much something that happened overnight. Like, I had an experience, like a flashback to a past life. And then overnight, it's like, it's almost like if I had like my gates closed previously when I was trying to block everything out, it's like the floodgates just kind of opened and everything started coming back. And it was really, really, really extremely overwhelming because it was happening on an energetic level, a physical level, a mental level, like. And that's why I put it down to, oh, I've just all of a sudden got anxiety, like really bad chronic anxiety. And I was like, something's wrong with me. Like, all of a sudden I have really bad chronic anxiety or something's overwhelming. And then they gave me all the antidepressants and things like that. And I just could not take them. And again, like the soul was just like, this is not what you came here for. Like, this is not the point. Mm. And then it's like, you know how they say when the student's ready, the teacher will come and things like that. Like, from that point, I just met lots of clairvoyants and lots of healers and people who are running meditations and workshops and everything like that. And basically taught me how to reconnect with my gifts and process everything that was kind of coming back to me in terms of all the energies, all of the sensitivity to other people's energies, all the information, connecting multidimensionally, like all the stuff. And I had to kind of like almost relearn it because as a kid it was natural, but I had to like consciously learn how to kind of like almost do that again and deal with it without feeling like I was just really overwhelmed or anxious. And then basically I just had almost like a realization that that was why I was here, because it just felt so right to my soul. And I left my relationship, my house, you know, I had to rehome my dog, left my job, left the country, went back to New Zealand, and like just like detached myself from everything that I thought would have made me happy, and came back home to kind of start over again and start in my purpose again. And I had to like just completely trust that everything was going to, you know,
somehow work out.
bring it all together type of thing. Cause I literally just left nearly every foundation in my life and started again. And it did, you know, I started running meditation classes. I started doing my soul consciousness readings and mediumship readings. I started doing healings, coaching, and it all just expanded from there. I learned from my guides a technique called quantum leaping, which is like it's a manifesting technique that is put into like practical terms, like step-by-step terms. And with that, I then manifested a lot of things in my life, manifested a, you know, awesome like business, awesome relationship, awesome kind of flow in that way. And then I manifested the traveling. So I went and traveled Europe and lived in Bali for a while, and now I'm still traveling from here forward. And yeah, it kind of just like I feel like a big part of that was realizing, first of all, like, you have to make sure that you're checking in with yourself. Like, say with what I mentioned with, you know, setting up the whole materialistic lifestyle, if that's still not making you happy, like, that's a sign from your soul saying, this is not it. Like, this, and even if you feel like you change things and you're still not happy, it's still like, this is not it, it's still not it, it's still not it, but you're getting closer almost, you know, like,
I feel like there's ways. Can we explore that actually a bit more? I wonder if we can talk about what are the symptoms that you might be off track? So I see it as come home from work and you might need to have like, you know, 2 glasses of wine or something each night just to relax yourself.
Just to deal with it, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, or if you change jobs all the time and they still don't feel like they're the right job, what are some of the other symptoms you can think of?
I think listening to your body is a huge thing. Like your body is literally a physical manifestation of your soul's consciousness, you know, like we're not really this physical dense thing here on this planet Earth. Like we're really based in energy, and that's our soul's consciousness, our soul's energy, manifesting in a, you know, through matter, manifesting into physical form. And so your body's going to give you signs. Your body's going to show you whether it's happy, aligned, on purpose, in the flow or not. So a lot of people that are kind of like constantly getting colds or constantly getting sick or constantly in pain or constantly having their body almost like shouting at them, that's a big sign. That's a big sign saying like, you know, listen and reevaluate and align with your, you know, the reason why you're here. And your happiness and your fulfillment, you know. So I think the listening to the body is a huge thing. Yeah, also just like what's manifesting around you is a huge thing. You know, if you feel like just everything's going wrong or everything's just stressful, it's because it's out of alignment. Or
I think a lot of the way other people are treating you is a good one. So if they're treating you a certain way, it's a reflection of how you're treating yourself. And that can be really a really good indication of how like how things are going
for you. Yeah, definitely. Like everything in your environment, everything that's showing up around you is a huge communicator of that. And also I find like, you know, say how we were talking earlier, you know, it's not all that easy to just kind of listen to your heart for most people. But if you actually just like tune into yourself in a way where you just like, you just sit with yourself and you just start asking yourself some questions like, am I happy? Do I feel good in my career? Do I feel good in this relationship? Do I feel good in my body? Do I feel healthy? Like start asking yourself questions and answer them. Like answer them from a heart space in terms of like just be real, like be honest with yourself. Say, you know, I'm okay in this relationship, but I know I'm settling because I'm not sure if there's anyone else out there. Or I'm okay in this career because it pays my bills, but I'm really passionate about this and I don't have any time for that currently. You know, start asking yourself some questions and just answer them straight from your heart, straight from like your just honesty as to how you feel about them. And that's a really good way how you can tune into your soul and your heart as to what you, through what you feel about these certain things.
Even just yesterday, I was sitting with my partner and I was like, my heart feels sore. I don't know why. And he was like, okay. We're both trained in this. And he was like, okay, so if you did know why, what would it be? So we asked some questions and I ended up uncovering it. But it's like, the subtle things, you know, that like if your heart feels sore, or if your hip randomly gets sore and you didn't do anything to it, it's a sign. Like it's not like your body doesn't just get sore for no reason, you know. All of that is your body trying to communicate with you. So
yeah. And
I'll go ahead, my love.
Oh, just one thing I was going to say is like your body will also show you when it's time to expand as well. It's kind of like you might feel like you're on your path or you're in your purpose and then you have a huge illness or kind of something goes wrong with your health. And I feel like also health can show you or illness can show you a journey that's going to help you expand even further to go like even deeper into your purpose. And so it's not always saying like, okay, something's wrong with your body, then you're completely off your path or you're not on your purpose. Sometimes it can just be an indication of there's more potential for you to go deeper into your path, deeper into your purpose, and have even further alignment. Yeah.
That's cool. Just recently I had an experience where for about 3 weeks all I wanted to do was sleep. Like I couldn't really like I couldn't do any work. As soon as I would pull my laptop out to work, I would feel nauseous in my body. But if I watched a TV show, like some kind of crappy TV show, my body was like, yes, I love this. And so I gave myself 3 weeks because it was just after a new kind of step up in my business. I'd just run my first 2-day event. So I let myself have those 3 weeks. And then I got to a point where I was guided to just randomly watch a YouTube video, which was on self-sabotage when you get to a new upper limit. And I was like, okay. And I feel that those first 3 weeks were actually me learning so much. Like I learned so much about really finite distinctions about what I'm here to do. And I needed that time and that rest. But then at that point, it was like the universe was saying, okay, now you've done this and the rest would be self-sabotage if you stayed in bed. Like now it's time to bring yourself back out. Do you have like an understanding about that? Like how do you know when it's self-sabotage versus your body's way of communicating to you?
I'm not completely sure on that one. Like say, for example, so you're saying like you got really tired and you said and you gave yourself it 3 weeks, but then what was it about it that you mentioned was self-sabotage?
Then I knew if I stayed doing that, that would become self-sabotage. So that felt really aligned for me to stay in bed for those 3 weeks and give myself that time. And then I know if I had kept doing that, which I could have because it still felt like I needed to, but I know that that's a pattern for me to become sick so that I can like avoid doing what I actually really want.
All right. Yeah, I get what you mean there. Yeah. I just needed to hear that a second time. So yeah, I get what you mean by that. It's like I feel like there's almost like the difference between something that you feel you really need that brings you a lot of kind of like comfort and pleasure in a sense, like you just needed to lay down and to be in bed and to just relax and things like that. But then I think it's like when it gets into almost like that guilty pleasure feeling where it's like, oh, like I'm still really liking sleeping in bed today. I still really feel like it, but I could actually start back at, you know, working and getting things progressing and things like that. Like that's what I find. Like I find like I know when my body's communicating when I actually need something or when it's more like just a guilty pleasure and I know that I'm kind of keeping in a comfort zone when I could actually step out and step up type of thing. Do you see what I mean by that?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. So that first, I guess what I'm trying to understand is I'm processing it as I'm speaking it on the outside of my head. I'm like, what, how did I know that was when it switched, you know? So sometimes I'll watch TV is, I don't like ever turn my normal TV on, but I sometimes watch Netflix, right? And so that is my way of zoning out. It's like the most, it feels really indulgent to me because I hardly ever do it. So if I watch, say, 2 episodes, I'm like, yes, this is the best thing ever. 3rd episode, I'm like, you are not doing the right thing for you. Like everything changes because it's like too much of, it's like I'm avoiding, not indulging, you know? So it's interesting. I think maybe it might be not an answer that we can give other people and just say, you just have to feel your body and feel what feels right. And notice.
I think there's like a difference in the feeling of it. Like my body's craving there. It feels really good. And like almost just choosing to do it because you want to, not really because you need to type of thing. Like it becomes more like a, rather than what your body's calling for, it's more just like what you're kind of choosing for yourself out of like a, almost like a guilty pleasure type of thing. Yeah.
Hide under the covers in bed.
Yeah.
I think people can feel that. There's a difference, right?
It's a fine line, but it's a difference. Yeah. When you know that you're kind of like nurturing yourself and when you're hiding yourself or being shy of really kind of like shining in your light. Yeah.
Beautiful. All right. So when they get to the point where they've got these symptoms and they recognize that their life is not probably on track to what they feel they came here to do, how do you guide your clients to find their purpose?
So there's a few different techniques that I use to help people find their purpose and to really kind of get them to connect in with their purpose. Most times I will do like a soul consciousness reading where I ask their guides and their, say like whether it be past loved ones or just the energies around them to show that sense of direction or to show what they intended to bring to the world. And that'll bring forward certain different inspiration and different kind of aspects and things to bring up and so on. But I guess like for people to process it in their own way or to discover it in their own way, a lot of the time I will ask someone to look at what their challenges have been and what they have learned in their lifetime. So you'll often find that like everyone that you kind of like, say if someone's listening and they're thinking, oh, there's all these people out here who are living their purpose and they're really inspiring. I love what they're doing and they're helping so many people, you know, and you often find that those people themselves are doing exactly what they so desperately needed for themselves earlier on. See what I mean by that? Like, so many people become, let's say an example, like, let's say like a success coach or something like that, because they may have really struggled in their business to start off with, and then they needed a success coach and they realized how much the success coach helped them. So then they now want to be a success coach themselves to help other people do the same thing. Or a lot of people that, you know, kind of go through really traumatic experiences or need to kind of heal from things in their lives often come about to be amazing healers because they want to help other people heal. You know, and they have the compassion and the understanding for where their client is at.
I totally understand what you're saying. That's what I teach my clients as well, because for example, I have a course called the Sacred Business Academy. And I created that because I felt like everyone was going, here's how you should do business. Here's like 5 steps. And this is exactly how it's going to grow your business by 30% or whatever. It's so structured. And I was like, well, none of that worked for me. Like, you're giving me these proven formulas and they're not working for me. And I felt like it missed out on spirituality and mindset and stuff like that. So I created a structure for myself to put all of that together. And then I was like, I could share this with other people and they could benefit as well. You know, I would have liked to have this in the past.
It's like you get exposure to what is almost like missing in the world or that you feel the world needs more of. And then it's like you almost become it. Like, say for example, one of and you can use the example with myself as well. Like, when I was going through the really intense, overwhelming experience that I talked about earlier, where I didn't quite understand my gifts and everything like that, I so desperately like needed clairvoyance and people who were going to help me and who were going to help me get on track with my purpose and everything like that, you know. And I kind of was like, through that experience, just thinking, I wish there was someone in the world that I could connect with that knew what it was like to have the same experience as I've been having, where it's really overwhelming. And I wish there was someone out there that would just help me kind of like discover my gifts and my purpose and how to really bring that into the world to live the fullest potential of why my soul came here. And essentially that's what I'm now doing, you know. And so I always ask people if they're looking to find their purpose, I ask them, you know, what's your challenges? What do you feel is missing from this world? What would you feel so good in providing to the world, you know? Like, one time, sometimes it can be right in front of you. Like, one time I had a client, she was doing a 90-day mentorship with me, and she came to me because she was like, Jess, like, I know I have a purpose and I so badly want to be in my purpose. I so badly want to fulfill my purpose. Like, just, she's done every workshop, every like meditation, everything, like just trying to find her purpose. And so we talked about it, and she, a big thing that came up in the reading was like, she had a journey of infertility for 8 years. And she always said, you know, I thought becoming a mum was going to be my purpose, but it never happened. And that was really hard, but now I still feel like I have a purpose. I still want to fulfill a purpose. And I said to her, what was the most challenging thing when you went through that journey of the infertility, or what was missing? And she said, like, there was all these people out there that would tell me how their kind of therapy or practice or whatever it was could get me pregnant, but no one knew what I was going through and no one understood me. No one could support me on a level where I actually felt compassion or true understanding and help, because all the doctors were like, oh yeah, we've seen lots of people in the same, you know, circumstances as you, but they hadn't been through it themselves. Or her partner was with her along the journey, but of course he's not the one that, you know, is having the pressure of getting pregnant or expecting to get pregnant. And so we talked about it nicely too. How would you feel if we kind of created like a coaching practice where you would literally be that woman, you would be the fertility support coach, and you would work with women who are going through infertility journeys, with, you know, helping them to talk about what they're feeling, support them, have compassion for them, understand them, and coach them how to move through it, through, you know, mindset, and, you know, how to really kind of just like, most of all, like, express their feelings and everything like that. And she just, like, a light bulb went off. She was just like, oh my God. She's like, Jess, if I could do that, I would be so happy and so fulfilled. Even if I just coached one woman in doing that, like, I would feel like I had filled my purpose, type of thing. Yeah. And so we did that, and we created that for her, and she is still like, I can't believe this is now what I do, because it's the most fulfilling thing that she could even imagine, because she's so closely connected to it, and she has such an understanding for these women and the struggle that they're going through, and she has such compassion, and it all comes from her heart space, and it all just feels like she's in her soul work. So that's the biggest thing, is that I always ask people, you know, what are your challenges, and so what have you learned from your challenges, and how could you pass that forward? Because I think that's a big thing, like, our souls come to this earth to experience different unique paths, and what we get challenged by and what we expand with and learn from, it's like a purpose to then pass that on, gift that to the world, to help other people, almost like fast track, in the sense of, you know, other people don't have to go through the whole journey themselves and learn it all for themselves. They, someone else can actually pass on the wisdom, and we can all kind of support each other as a collective.
Yeah. I can see that. It's interesting. It's like I could see all these white lights come up all over the world and connect together, because it feels like we can grow as a people, like as a community, so much faster. If one person goes through a challenge, shares it with everyone else, one person, it's like we can fast track so much of the healing and the growing and the raising of vibration that way.
It's ascension. You know, it's bringing everything together. If and it's like, if one person can go through the trauma of an experience, it might be like having a violent relationship or something like that, and then if they can then become like a coach or a counselor or a therapist or whatever, or a healer, and help someone right from the start of their journey, you know, just coming out of a violent relationship, whatever it may be, then that person may, you know, it may be years that they kind of take off of the suffering, you know, and it all kind of continues to pass on. So I feel like, you know, tap into what are your challenges, what do you feel is missing from the world, what would you feel so fulfilled in contributing to the world, and really think about what you're passionate about, what's close to your heart, what you can feel compassion for. You know, like, what are you connected to from your life experience?
Yeah. And do you know what you said before about if I could just help one person, I would feel so fulfilled by that. I've seen so many people say that exact same comment when they find their purpose. That's a real, like, a hallmark of it. It's like, if I could just help one person, and it's so based on serving that they're not thinking about creating their own business or finding the job in that and earning money. It's all about how can I serve in that way. That's really
cool. Yeah.
So definitely. What would you say to people then who are like, okay, so maybe I've got my purpose. Actually, do you know what? What would you say to people who are like, I don't think I really have experienced any major trauma. I don't, like, what if I haven't experienced it yet? What would you say to those people?
Well, I mean, it doesn't have to be a trauma or a challenge. It can be something that you are just feeling totally passionate about, drawn towards. Like, you just feel like, you know, if you kind of like get yourself out there in terms of like experiencing different things, you'll find something that you feel really drawn towards, even if it seems silly at the time, because it might not be that thing. It might be the next thing that leads to. But if you can stay in a space where you are allowing yourself to be drawn toward the things that are drawing you, And you can allow yourself to fulfill the things that you're passionate about, even if they may not make sense right just now. Like, you might have a super passion, like a really real passion about something that you kind of you dismiss because you're like, well, that could never be a business. So it, you know, like, so I see that happen so many times. People are like, oh, this is what I'm passionate about, but that can't be my purpose because I can't make a business out of that. And it's not about that, you know. Like, yeah, it does come into a place where you can have that as your exchange, your business, but you can't be thinking about that right from the start because you might miss like a whole thing, you know. Like, if you just don't follow that one passion that you think is so silly, you'll miss the next thing that's coming or the thing that comes about from that, you know. Like, just, and I think also, like, we're always living on purpose, in the sense that, like, say with my client, when she was going through her infertility struggles, she probably thought that she wasn't living any purpose, but that was such a significant, huge contribution or part of her purpose that, you know, she was living on purpose. She just didn't feel like she was contributing purpose at the time.
Even when you had that 4 years where you kind of like did all of the stuff that you thought you were meant to do and it didn't work out, if you hadn't done that, you wouldn't be able to connect as appropriately and as heartfelt with your clients now.
That's
really interesting.
Yeah, it is important, I feel, to just notice that everything in your life has a purpose. And it's sometimes it's okay to feel like I'm experiencing my life and I'm living in person, I mean, in purpose, but I haven't quite yet figured out what my, you know, quote-unquote purpose is as to what I'll be doing as a purpose yet. But that's okay because it's like, well, you know, say for example, you know, she had to go through that time of the infertility to really be able to then fulfill the purpose of being a fertility support coach when it came to it. So it's like, you know, don't get too impatient with it that you feel like you're forcing certain things. Like, actually be in a space where you can also be in the flow with trusting as well, that you don't have to actually know it right now. You don't have to have a business concept right now. You know, like, everything is on purpose, but if you are looking for your purpose, look at you either your challenges or your traumas or your passions or what you're drawn toward, and stop judging it all and stop trying to make it all like a business right from the start. Like, just allow yourself to go into it, follow it, trust it, be patient if you need to be patient, if you just feel like that's kind of where you're at. You know, sometimes you'll just feel like, okay, I just have to trust right now that my purpose is in the making and can't force it to happen.
I really, really have embodied that, I think, because I was an event manager and then I became a business coach, adding events into other people's business models. And as I did that, I realized that I hated that they would come to me and I would, like, I was expected to have the answers. And I was like, you have the answers. Like, it's your business. And so now that's how I teach as well. But I couldn't, if I had judged that and been like, no, this isn't what I want to do forever, I wouldn't have had that experience. So I think it's really important for people to go, maybe I don't want it to be forever right now, but does it like light me up in this very moment? Yes. Like, I'll keep doing that. I did the same thing with my partner. He lit me up for the first part and I was like, I don't think you're a forever man. And now I think he is. So.
Yeah. Or it's like, so for example, like, I guess a lot of people would say to me, like, oh, Jess, you're in your purpose. Like, you're doing what you came here to do. And I'd say, yeah, but there's so much more to come yet. Like, and I can feel that in my soul. It's not like, oh, I've completed my purpose. It's done. You know, it's
like, pack up and go home now. Thank you.
Yeah. It's like, you know, there's still so many aspects of my purpose and what I'm here to do that are yet to be even like uncovered, but I'm excited about them because I'm still in the process. So I think being in the process, you've got to make that exciting as well, rather than like being in a rigid place where it's like, I have to know how to define my purpose right now as to what I do as a title, or, you know, like, I feel like it's, don't let purpose become like almost like a almost like a kind of unattainable or like thing that you get desperate for. Like if you're just living on purpose and being in your purpose and following your joy and what feels good for you and what lights you up, even like say what you're saying, even if it's just for that moment, it just lights you up for that moment or that time or that, you know, period. Like I feel like there's also, you got to embrace that every moment's on purpose and it's all kind of in the making anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
I feel so much relief and relaxation. It's like I can hear the listener just breathing, like, because yeah. It's like we started out going, let me show you how I can help you find your purpose. And then we're kind of saying, do you know what? You're already on purpose. Like wherever you are right now is perfect. And
yeah.
It would be boring if we were born and knew everything from the very beginning, like the natural unfolding of more of our purpose and more of our gifts and what we're here to share is the point, right?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I mean, there are people that will approach it differently, like, but people need the different concepts or approaches that will suit them. You know, like some people need more of that practical approach of like, okay, I want to start looking at, like we were talking earlier, you know, what are my challenges? What are my strengths? What can I bring to the world? Or some people just need that relief of, you know, actually, I don't know it quite yet, but I know that all of this is on purpose. And if I keep in my space of flow and learning and expansion, I'll find that clarity and it will all make sense. Not just the thing at the time, but my whole life will make sense. Mm. And like, you'll just realize that your whole life is on purpose. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I feel there are those kind of like nudges or whisperings or like tidbits that kind of give you the clues as to what your purpose is when you look at your life and your challenges and what you could bring and what you're passionate about. Yeah.
And I feel like nature is so perfect that, you know how when a woman is giving birth, she just naturally knows when to start pushing. So it'll be like labor. Oh, I'm pushing now. I feel like that's nature, and that we will know when we can be like, okay, relax into it. Like, let's just, you know, evolve and watch this happen and follow our joy. And then at some point it'll be like, okay, actually dig deeper now. And we'll just know when that comes up. Like,
give me Yeah, it's kind of like you can't get pregnant and then next month be like, oh, let's push now, even though it's not ready.
That's so perfect.
It would not be good. You know, you don't want a premature, you know, one month along the way. You want to wait and be patient and understand that everything is building to make the healthiest baby possible and to be the best potential. So you wait until, you know, 9 months down the track, you get to that point where you're like, okay, it's time to push. You know, it's time to get deeper. You don't start pushing right from the start at all.
I love this analogy so much. I'm going to use this in my courses. This is awesome. So when they feel like they've got a sense of their purpose, and they're like, okay, cool, let's do that. I don't know how to create that at all. Do you have for how you go from I've got a purpose to I'm actually living that purpose in the world?
Mm-hmm, sure. So do you want an example of like, say, how I work with my clients and the process as such?
I feel like more how do you discover the practicalities of it? Like how do you use mindset and stuff like that to create
desire? Yeah. So a lot with what I teach and what I do with my clients is like, it's a lot of soul work in the way of I trust that, or first of all, it's like teaching them that their soul has got this. Like there's no plan outside of you that you need to attain. Like your soul has got this and you don't actually need to do a lot of kind of like testing and trialing, you know, if you actually tap into your soul, because your soul's got everything, you know, it's all planned out. There's a divine plan. It's already in its place. If you can get into that space and get into that trust, get into that intuition, get into that flow and be the one who then executes it in a way where you embody the soul's plan into a physical incarnation where it's like you fulfill the inspired actions and bring it together. You know, it's like there's this divine plan from the start and you're meant to come through into this human body existence and the physical plane, and you're meant to stay into tap back into and stay in that flow where you know everything that you're meant to do and then execute it in the physical form. But I guess in, yeah, because that's how I like to work it, and so that it's all like in a place where it's already sorted and we're just getting the pieces of the puzzle along the way.
So that sounds amazing, but then how do you, how does that work?
Yeah. So like practical kind of ways that you can start getting yourself out there.
I guess practical ways to actually connect with your soul, like if we're not sitting in front of someone amazing like you, Jess, is there a way that we can sit at home and do that? And I really hear you, because some days I wake up and I'm like, I'm going to follow my to-do list. I'm going to get so much done today. And if I sat in silence and received guidance, I would get the most perfect things done that day instead. So I understand that there is this like beautiful way to do it, but often like we just avoid hearing the guidance or we don't know how.
So like I would thoroughly encourage people to, you know, if they're kind of just doing some, I guess, like self-study or some, you know, they're, you know, on this journey where they're kind of self-taught and things like that, I would definitely encourage people to learn how they can meditate, so that they can actually learn how to, say, in the mornings just get into a meditative state and make their kind of like plans from there, in terms of going to meditation, what feels inspired, what feels good. Like, it's really quite simple at the end of the day. Like, if you have a plan on like a logical to-do list, and then just go through it and say, what feels good to me, what feels in flow, what feels like I'm kind of like inspired to do, and what feels like I'm pushing shit uphill. You know what I mean? Like, we do that sometimes. Like, we make ourselves do things that feel like, oh, I just feel like I'm pushing crap uphill. Like, it's not really feeling inspired or whatever. I'd get more like vigilant with cutting the crap, like, and actually just doing the things that feel inspired, feel in flow, everything like that. I would also encourage to look at what your skills are, in terms of like, if you're young like us and you're quite good online with technical stuff and everything like that, start building your online online presence, like whether it be social media and like expressing yourself through that, sharing your thoughts, your words, your messages, and really get into that. If you feel like you're more of a person, you prefer to connect with people in person, say if you're not really into the whole tech stuff, start creating some groups, like putting the word out there like this. I think like looking at your skills and what you're good at and what you find natural is a big thing as well. Like, how can I start implementing or organizing or executing through, you know, putting actions into place through what I'm quite good at, you know, like, do you see what I mean with that? Like, really kind of look at what's going to work for me. Like, if you really don't do technology and you really can't even fathom the idea of like social media and a website and stuff like that, don't go forcing yourself to like waste a bunch of time doing that. Either get someone to show you, or start, you know, like I said, organizing some groups or start talking to people or whatever it takes. Like, you know, I would just kind of step into that space of like discovering your skills and what feels good for you to start putting into action.
Follow your strengths, and then as soon as you can, pay someone else to do the rest of it that you're not good at.
Like, have someone help you, have someone show you, coach you how to do it.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Jess. You've shared so much amazing wisdom, like, and great practical tools that people can actually be doing, you know. So thank you. How can they find out more about you if they would like, okay, let me just skip all of the meditation and can Jess please tell me what I'm meant to be doing? How do they find you, my love?
Okay, so this way would be to go to my website, which is www.jessicareid, which is R-E-I-D, online.com. So it's justcareeredonline.com. And there I have like my membership, which is all about like the spiritual teachings and everything like that. If you want to learn like all the things like meditation and so on, or there's the soul consciousness readings, which are one-to-one readings. And then there are the mentorships where we go through the whole process together using my gifts and also using the action steps that are inspired and bringing it on to fruition. Yeah, and I love when people add me on Facebook as well. I love it's like connecting through social media. So it's just Jessica Reed on Facebook, and there's a few Jessica Reeds, but you can also just find the Facebook page, which is Jessica Reed Global Clairvoyant Channel and Purpose Fulfillment Coach. But yeah, I love connecting with lots of new people.
Beautiful, awesome. Well, I hope lots of people come and find you, and then we have more people in the world living on purpose, already fully birthed, because we know they are, even if they're just like gestating, right?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's more like just they need that feeling of understanding that they're on purpose and that they're not missing anything. Yeah.
Yeah, that is so true. Yeah, you are whole and complete and in exactly the right spot where you are, everyone who is listening. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yes. And if you've enjoyed this podcast, please hit share so that other people can hear how they can find their purpose or realize that they're already on purpose as well. And I would love for you to go onto iTunes and actually leave us a review, 5-star if you like us. If you don't, then don't listen. That would be great too. head on over to iTunes and leave us a review, because again, that helps us to be able to share the message with more people. And Jess and I would love to know how you found this podcast. What did you enjoy the most about this? Like, what realizations or aha moments did you have? So head over to facebook.com/aninspiredlife with Kiara, and actually just find the thread where we've shared this and join the conversation. Tell us what landed for you and talk with the other people who have listened and are going through the same thing. We would love to hear from you. Awesome. Thank you so much, Jess. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And we will see you next week.